Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Firstly, let me ask, how are you? How you doing? I know I can't hear your answer, but I hope that you're at least thinking of an answer. And whatever answer that is, I hope that you're okay. I hope that you're safe. I hope that your loved ones are safe and that you're looking after yourself. As I said in last week's podcast episode about emotional exhaustion, we're all going through some heavy stuff right now. Whether you're being actively involved in the effects of the virus, or if you are somebody who's had your year's plans derailed because of the virus, you've lost your job or a partner or anything in this time, or if you're somebody who's part of the LGBTQ plus community and you've been affected by the transphobic comments of JK Rowling, I feel for you guys right now. I'm sad for you guys right now. I'm sad because obviously I'm a great fan of Harry Potter, and so to hear the things that she's been saying, it's really hard. And I think that sometimes she forgets how massive her audience is, and that the little things that she thinks she's saying that are just little things to her maybe are actually massive things to a lot of people. And yeah, I won't go further into that because I'm not someone to speak about that, but I wanted you guys to know, in case you didn't know, that there are some people who are really hurting deeply because of what JK Rowling said. And I, for one, want to definitely take some time to hold space for those people and to recognise that I know that you might be feeling a little bit lost right now. And of course, then there's the Black Lives Matter movement. If you're somebody who's a person of colour and this movement has triggered you, this movement has emotionally drained you, you've been having hard conversations with people, you've been trying to push forwards and other people are pushing back. It's really hard. It's really hard in this world right now. 2020 seems to be a very, very bad, ugly joke. And it can only get better, right? I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but it can only get better, right? So let's all take a breath together. And begin again. That's something that I learned from Sacred Powers. It's like you always have the option to begin again. You can put your left hand to your heart, your right hand to your throat, and give yourself permission to begin again. And I think that's something that we all need in this time, especially in any time in life where we're having a rubbish day and we want to begin again. We want to start again and be like, no, I'm going forwards from this, from the beginning, start from scratch. No matter what time it is, no matter where I am, we have that power. We can give ourselves that permission. Today's podcast episode has nothing to do with what's happening right now, but naturally everything that we talk about right now comes with like the asterisk of, oh, we have to also mention the awful things that are going on. So I had to recognize that. I had to recognize that you might not be in a good headspace right now. So whatever you're feeling, it's valid. Whatever you're feeling, honor it. And hopefully you can find some good from today. Hopefully I can help you a little bit. And hopefully you are also taking time to bring goodness into your life right now. So today's podcast episode is actually called Why You're Not Happy. And I found this from a Pinterest infograph. It's 6 reasons why you're not happy. And I'm going to go through the 6 reasons that it says and also add my own insights. Of course, like I say, the reason why you're not happy right now is probably because of the awful things that are going on in the world. But that doesn't mean that in our own personal lives, we can't bring ourselves joy. And so even with what's happening right now, remember that there is a wider life. We do have control over some certain things. We can be happy and we can choose joy. So don't think that this podcast episode is dismissing the fact that awful things are happening in the world. But also, you know, we have a life that we can still continue with and that we should still continue with. We can have joy that we seek and make for ourselves, even in this post-apocalyptic dystopian novel that was written by Stephen King, apparently. So the first one that it says is you keep comparing your life to those unrealistic ones on social media. So I always speak about the comparison game, and I think that it's one of the key reasons why a lot of us are unhappy or have low self-esteem and low confidence. For me, definitely, when I was growing up as a mixed race girl, I compared myself to the typically beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white friends that I had. So if you're growing up not seeing yourself on TV, not seeing celebrities that look like you, not seeing your face on people's on magazines, but instead you're seeing the typical blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman, then you're naturally going to think that you are not the representation of beautiful. And so I compared myself to my friends. I was like, I'm not as beautiful as them. And then obviously you get on social media later in life, like I have, and you see that times a million, loads of beautiful people, even if they are people of colour, they're still like this unnatural idea of beauty that just seems so out of your reach. And so if you keep comparing yourself to what you see on social media, or even just to your friends, then you're going to keep thinking that you fall short. And the way to do that is not to suddenly be like, oh, actually, no, I'm as beautiful as them. Instead, it's to just stop comparing at all. Because what you have to offer, what is great about you, what is beautiful about you, what is successful about you, the skills that you have, whatever, is going to be different to theirs. And some things just should not be compared. I don't know why we have this obsession with comparison, that we can only understand things if we categorize it, label it, compare it. We don't need to do that. And so we need to shift that mindset and decide that we're not going to actively compare ourselves to other people anymore. People are complicated. So comparing one to another just does not work. It's never going to work that way. You're only setting yourself up to be unhappy by doing that. Number two is that you are surrounded by miserable, negative, toxic people that keep putting you down. This is a massive one. And right now in this current climate, me and my friend, my best friend, we've said to each other that we just need to get off social media. Every now and then we just switch off the app, or we uninstall the app, we log out, because you just, sometimes you're faced with so much negativity or miserable people or downright toxic, racist, homophobic, transphobic people. And it's like, yes, we live in a world of freedom of speech and everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but why do people have to be so hateful, so ugly on the inside, and then to spew it out on social media where they know that thousands of people can see it? It is too easy with social media to say whatever you like, and that's the problem. People go on their Twitter, take 2 seconds to write a long tweet that can really damage so many lives. And that's what JK Rowling has done. It's not whether you agree with her or not, it's the fact that she didn't take the time to think about what her tweet would do to the people who read it. That doesn't matter if she has an opinion, which she is entitled to, as much as we might disagree, she is entitled to her own opinions. But she should have thought that she was going to hurt so many people by saying that. And that's not right. That's where I 100% do not agree with what she did. When you have a platform like hers, you don't have the option to be ignorant or to be reckless about what you say. So if you are somebody who's feeling a bit miserable, you're feeling unhappy, one of the reasons for that is probably by the environment that you're in, the people that you allow into your space. So if you have family members or friends that are, you know, toxic people, then you should take the time to distance yourself from them, or to literally just walk away from them. If they're people who are always talking about the negative, they're always complaining, then you need to tell them that you're always complaining, you're always negative, and it's not good for you and it's not good for me. You need to either set boundaries, like, I'm not going to have a conversation with you if this is all that you're going to talk about. You need to either help them if that's what they need, or give them resources if that's what they need. Or, like I say, you need to walk away. But you do get to choose who and what is in your life, and you are inviting it and allowing it by ignoring it and just letting it keep affecting your own energy. So one of the key reasons why you might be unhappy right now, or in general in life, is because you are surrounded by the wrong kind of people, the wrong kind of content, the wrong kind of people on social media. And so you need to do a massive decluttering, getting rid of all that horrible, negative, toxic energy. It's just not good for you. Number three says you don't have goals, or you don't set enough goals for yourself to achieve. Goals are a hard one, because I've kind of fluctuated between thinking what a good goal is. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, your goals need to be super, super specific with a time frame and a how-to and a long list of how the steps you're going to take to get there. That seems more like, you know, manageable. You can break it down. You can get there. That's really great. But at the same time, when you do it like that, it's kind of overwhelming. It's like so much that's there, and it's so easy to set yourself up to fail because it's like, well, I didn't do all those things, therefore I'm a failure, and that can set you off course. And so sometimes it's like, okay, so maybe I should set a goal that's more of a feeling. So instead of like, oh, I need to lose 10 kilograms of weight, instead you're like, oh, I want to feel better when I run, I want to feel better when I'm doing my workouts, you know, stuff like that. So that's an easier goal to achieve because you're not trying to stretch yourself out with a set amount, but instead you're just focusing on a feeling, focusing on the good active lifestyle that you're trying to create for yourself, right? So goals are definitely a hard one, and I think it might be down to the individual and how you best suit the needs that you're trying to go for, the success and the happiness that's down to you by your own metrics, as I said in some of my blog posts, srcrawford.co.uk. So when you come to goals, set them in your own way, have them in your own way, but you do need to have them because goals are a way of being kind of hopeful and active and feeling like you've got something to wake up for. So if you're somebody without a goal, you just go to work, come home, watch TV, go to work, come home, watch TV, and that's it, you don't have any goals in life, then of course you're going to be miserable. There's nothing pushing you forwards. You're not living actively. Instead, you're just surviving in a way. As sad as that sounds. So goals come in all shapes and forms. You don't have to be like the goal to run a marathon. You don't have to do that. But instead you can set yourself a goal of reading more books than you have last year. You can set yourself a goal of trying a new skill or going to a new place or meeting up with a new person, anything. Goals come in all shapes and forms, but you need them. You need enough of them. Not so many that it's pressure or confusing, but enough that it keeps you going. It keeps you active. It keeps you challenged and enjoying life. Number four is you have more fear in you than you have faith in you. This is a big one because obviously if you're scared of everything, if you're scared of going after your goals, for example, you're scared of meeting new people, you're scared of dating, you're scared of trying for that job you want to do or trying that new skill. If you're scared, then you're not going to do anything. You're going to let the fear run the show. It's going to drive you off a cliff. Instead, fear is very important. It helps us to survive. It's just a survival mechanism. It's what kept us alive, you know, back in the day when there were saber-toothed tigers running after us. We had to have that fear to tell us, whoa, okay, we need to run. But fear is actually, it's good, like I say, but it's also against us a lot of the time. And if we listen to every single fear that pops up, then we'll do nothing. Instead, you need to listen to fear, thank fear for trying to help you and say, okay, you can sit in the car with us, but you've got to sit in the back. I'm driving, I'm deciding where we're going, and even if I fail, even if you're right and this does go wrong, at least I'll know that I tried, which is a great way to feel more confident in yourself, to know that you actually can do things, right? So 100% give fear space, but tell it when to sit down and be quiet, and then have faith that no matter what happens to you, you will be okay. Because for most things, I won't speak for everything, but for most things, even if you fall flat on your face, you'll get back up again. It'll hurt for a while, it'll sting for a while, and you might have to get help in literally moving past that thing. I won't pretend that some failures don't really, really hurt. Rejection can really, really hurt. But that doesn't mean that you won't get back up again, that you won't survive, that you won't succeed the next time or in a different thing or in a different way. Some people say that rejection is just redirection, right? So maybe you've been going after the wrong things, and once you find the right thing, you'll be successful. So failure is not an end destination. Once you fail, that doesn't mean that you can't ever try again. Fear doesn't mean that you shouldn't do something. It's just an emotion, it's just feedback, it's just trying to warn you, which is fine, but you need to make that decision with faith in your heart that I will be okay no matter what happens. Even if I do fail, even if I do get hurt, I will be okay. Brené Brown commends the people in the arena, and the critics do not count. The people who are watching you fail, they don't count, they don't matter. What matters is the people who step into the arena, who are fighting, who are filled with blood and sweat and tears, but are going after the things that they want anyway. That is admirable, that is brave, that is courage, and that is beautiful. And that will make you happy, because you'll trust yourself with every time that you step forwards instead of stepping back. Number five is you keep doubting yourself and don't believe in yourself. I don't know why this was one's on there really, because it sounds exactly the same with the other one. Obviously, if you have fear, then that means you have doubt. And if you don't believe in yourself, then you don't have faith in yourself. So definitely 100%, stop doubting yourself. Even if you have done something before and you didn't do well, doesn't mean you won't do well the next time. You are probably hardest on yourself. You are probably your own worst critic, the person who judges you the most. And we think that everyone else is thinking about us and judging us and critiquing us, but they're not. We're all so kind of self-centered, and we hate ourselves more than we think other people hate us, right? So stop doubting yourself, stop being against yourself. The world is probably not actually that much against you, it's just your own mind who's making you think that. And obviously that comes from low self-esteem, it comes from some, you know, mental health disorders. I won't speak to your own experiences, I don't know what you think and feel in your own life, but you can actively decide to believe in yourself, to just try and just see what happens. Like Elizabeth Gilbert always advocates for curiosity, and I think that's really beautiful. It's kind of a gentle way to experiment with life, to just see what happens, just see what happens. There's nothing scary about that, right? So you don't have to succeed, you don't have to be perfect at the things that you're doing, but believe in yourself and have that beautiful curiosity to just see what happens. And that will make you a lot happier in life, because you'll have this new shift of mindset where you don't have to be perfect, because perfectionism is fear. Perfectionism is self-sabotage. If you wait until you're perfect, if you wait till you're an expert with anything or any where you go in life, you'll set yourself back and you'll never do anything. You'll have that paralysis, you'll freeze. But if you allow yourself to stumble and fall, if you allow yourself to just be curious and see what happens, then that is freedom, that is peace within yourself, and that is pure joy. And then the last one that it says is that you think you're accustomed to being unhappy and you settle with that. This is a big one that I learned about in my psychology class. It was called learned helplessness. It's a symptom of depression. That the example they use is that a dog is in a cage and it thinks that it's locked in the cage, and so it doesn't try to get out, but the door is open. And that's the same for a lot of us. We don't recognize that we have put ourselves in the cage, or that the cage we thought was locked is actually wide open. The door is wide open and we can walk out. So don't believe that you are trapped in your unhappiness, that you can never be happy, you can never be successful, you can never do anything in life. You might have had really, truly hard experiences. You might be carrying trauma with you, but that doesn't mean that you'll carry it forever. And that doesn't mean that you are out of control or powerless to making change. There are so many success stories out there. You can read up about them, you can watch them on TV, where famous athletes, famous artists and singers and writers, whatever, have come from really, really hard backgrounds, really, really tough upbringings. And so they could have believed that this is it, this is what I'm destined for, I'm going to be unhappy forever, I have no control in my success or happiness. But they didn't. These people took their lives into their own hands, and it wasn't perfect. They stumbled, they fell, they made mistakes, they failed, but they got back up. And that's what marks a true, strong, happy person, right? Somebody who trusts themselves and keeps going, who has a support system as well, because obviously we can't do it all alone. So allow yourself to have a support system, to get help, to find resources, to find experts who can help you, and to just choose to wake up and decide that I'm going to try and just be happy today, that I'm not going to believe that I have to be unhappy every single day. You don't. And you won't forever, I promise you that. But that only happens if you choose to see it that way, if you choose to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So once again, thank you for listening. I hope that you're okay. There are so many ways that we make ourselves unhappy, and there's so many ways that life makes us unhappy. But there are little things that we can do to choose happiness, little things that we can do to put our mental health first, our emotional health first, our spiritual health first. And that is what's important, making that choice. So that's choosing to turn off social media. It's choosing to get rid of certain people from your life. It's choosing to set goals that make you wake up every day. It's choosing to believe in a better future. It's choosing to believe in yourself. You can make that choice, and I hope that you do, especially in the current climate that we're in this world right now. So take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.